Butler, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 12, 1904. Dear Brother Butler, Brother Brunson's case is a heavy burden on my soul. I have had a letter written to him for a long time, but have not dared to send it until last night, when I sent it to you, asking you to forward it to him. I held this letter back because I feared that if I should send it at the wrong time, Brother Brunson would make it an excuse for throwing his whole influence on the wrong side. He is in trouble, I know, over the things that you have mentioned, but I dare not touch the matter. I feel very much burdened in regard to him. Save him if you can, but do not allow one line of matter containing his misleading theories to be printed in our papers. Keep out the evil leaven, but do all you can to save Brother Brunson. He is to be treated with brotherly kindness, but he should be made to understand that he cannot be allowed to mingle the leaven of evil, such as the doctrine of once in grace, always in grace, with points of faith that we have ever held sacred. The Sabbath question is a most vital one. In Eden, the Lord set the seventh day apart to be observed as holy. He sanctified it as the day of his rest. It is his memorial of creation, and it is to be held as sacred through all time. I think that Dr. Kellogg and Elders Tenney and Jones should know in regard to the position that Elder Brunson holds.